Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. It is Shelby and Laura here today, and we are going to be diving in with the number one question that Laura and I get all the time of, how do I get started? And you wouldn't think that there's too much more we could say about this topic. And when we sat down to write it, a lot came out. So we're excited to share it with you today. And we also wanted to put a reminder on your radar that we have another workshop coming up on the 17th, November 17th at 11 a.m. Central Time, about effortless enrollment. And if you come live to that call, we are going to have a special offer for you, for our live attendees. So a little extra juice for the squeeze if you can make time and space. Is that a Friday? I'm assuming yes.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. So if you can make a little time and space with us to learn about how we enroll, how we teach to enroll, how we want enrollment to feel nice and good and easy, come and join us and we'll have a little surprise for you for our live members. But today we're going to dive into how to get started. So this is how to get started in your private practice, where to begin. We have a lot of new grads finding their way into our community and listening to this podcast. And maybe instead of me telling you to listen to all 80 plus episodes of the podcast, you could just start here and we can give you the nitty gritty, give you a little bit of a launching pad. So I'm excited. I'm excited to jump into this one this morning with all of you. Laura, anything to add before we get into the meat of it all?
No, I'm excited. I'm hoping that this next 30 to 45 minutes is a way for you to follow directions and follow instructions instead of overcomplicating and getting stuck in decision-making. I just got off a call with one of our clients and who's just getting started. And this particular client is making everything really, really hard because every piece of advice or how we say to get started, there's lots of questions. And it reminds me of trying to pick a Netflix movie and you're like, hey, Shelby, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, sure. What should we watch? And then I spend the next 3 hours trying to decide what the best thing to watch is instead of enjoying watching a movie. So I love you if you're an analytical person or you overanalyze, but I want to simplify. You already have likely a really complicated life. You have other things going on. Maybe you have family, you work, maybe you're navigating your own health challenges, right? No one has a super simple life. Let this be simple
as you mm-hmm. can. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. And we're going to ignite the nurse part of your brain, the protocol driven side of your brain, the give me the checklist with lots of boxes side of your brain to just make this phase as simple and as clean as possible. We're also going to mention a few blips along this checklist where people tend to get stuck or overcomplicate it, just to give you a heads up, because this is literally what we do. this is how Laura and I, this is how Laura and I coach. I was telling my mentorship group this morning, I was like, you know, October tends to be like dark night of the soul vibes, you know, like it starts to get darker sooner, you know, just like the transition of seasons, it gets cooler, like all the things. I was like, but I'm here to encourage you. Like I'm the captain of this ship and of our group. And I have all the bumpers and I have all the floaties and I can predict this part of the ride because I've ridden it dozens of times before with many different groups. And so I got you. Like everything's going to be, it's going to be scary for you, but I've been here before. So no stress, no extra stress at least. Okay. So shameless plug, first bit here. We have tons of free content, you guys. We have hours and hours and hours of podcasts. If you want our opinion on one thing, it's likely in the hours of podcasts that we've already produced. So it's figureoutable from this point forward. If you direct or ask me a specific question, I'm probably going to give you a podcast episode because we flush it out at length. So just going to put that out there. Also on our YouTube, we have coaching demos. We have other free workshop content. Our new grad resource on our website has all of the things that we're going to cover today available for you. It'll email you automatically when you sign up. So just letting you know, you don't even have to take notes on this call. You can just listen. Do you want to deliver the second one, Laura, or do you want me to?
I think you should.
Okay, great. Yeah. I love telling people this. I was hoping you would say that. So after all of this stuff, like we pep talk you into being like, entrepreneurship is going to be a journey of highs and lows and many, many unpredicted surprises along the way. We are very transparent that entrepreneurship, particularly with coaching, asks a lot of you if you want to be successful at it. And somehow, some way, some of our clients think that they are special, that they get to opt out of this experience, that it's going to be easy, breezy, beautiful. And that, shout out to my type A folks. This is usually for you. It's where you're like, that's great for other people. The hard learning is for other people, but I am smarter. I am more efficient. I have a way through and I'm going to figure it out. And I'm just here to tell you that you are not special. That at one point in time, there will be a hiccup. There will be a dark night of the soul. There will be this moment where you are brought to your knees asking like, is this worth it? I don't know. Many ego deaths on the horizon, but you are also not special in getting started either. Like there are just some fundamental pieces of starting your practice of like from the logistics of setting up your LLC, having a way to accept payment, having a way to send contracts, all of that stuff. But then also like the connection and in the inviting piece as well.
Yeah.
And there's 100 different flavors of connection and inviting depending on your personality and in person or online or mix or whatever. But you're not special in the sense that you get to opt out of it. You still have to be seen. You still get to be heard. You get to be a light in the world of darkness for people to find you. And I will die on this hill. I will.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, we've researched enough of other coaches' programs and through our own strategists. And basically, Shelby and I try to learn anything new or get any edge that we possibly can to make this easier, but it never really changes. And I don't think that it can change. And I don't think it's different for the coaching industry from any other part of being an entrepreneur. And that is that being an entrepreneur means you have a service or a good that you sell, solving a problem in the world, period. And potential leads are human beings and they do not come to you in the beginning.
Yeah.
And sooner that you can accept that and not try to do it another way that we don't recommend, the faster that you start to see some progress in your business. And we've done this long enough that I can tell when a nurse coach takes our course, kind of does what we say to do, but is too scared and then tries to take all these different like other approaches. And we always meet back at the basics. And we're going to give you the basics here. So basically, if you listen to what we say and you do it, you'll be ready. You don't have to hire us, right? Like they don't even have to hire us. They don't have to hire a coach. If you do what we say, if you're able to do what we say, then you're good. You're golden. You're going to have an awesome practice.
Yeah, totally. I want to give a little bit of an example around this. I was I come to this podcast recording just wrapping up one of my mentorship calls. So I have a lot of real life examples. But I have a coach who is telling me that connecting on Facebook icks her out. And she told me this like 4 weeks ago. And I was like, I totally hear you. Can we just try a little longer? Scope out some more groups. See if there's a community out there for you. Like, just explore. And she said, got it. She did for 4 weeks. And she actually tried really, really, really. I believe her. She tried. And then today on the call, she's actually had a lot of success in calling people directly that are kind of magnets for her ideal client. So she's had a lot of success setting up meetings with just other magnets in her community. And I'm not going to give any more detail than that because it'll spoil her identity. But she did. And she set up all these meetings and she scheduled some workshops and she's done all of to where she's going to go be seen and heard in person, in front of the room, and other people. She also has like 9 paid clients. So she's well into working the process by now. And she's like, that feels so good. This feels so good to me. And I told her and everybody else on the call, like, that's beautiful. It doesn't have to look like you don't have to be in the DMs on Facebook. If Instagram is your jam, awesome. Whatever the thing is, but she is still being seen, being heard. She is making the call. She is making the connection. She is making the invite. So she's checking all of the boxes for things to add up. And I see a lot of times where coaches are like, well, the Facebook thing feels icky to me. So I'm just going to completely shut down and not do anything and just be a rock here on the timeline and not move. And that's where we can get stuck, right? Like that's where momentum just drops and it's so hard to keep going. So a real life example for you there. I have a lot of you are not special stories. My coach used to say that to me all the time when I would be like, no, but it's extra hard for me. And she's like, are you special? And I'll be like, no, I guess not.
All right. So how do you get started? What do you actually need to do? I do want to start with the spiel about CERT. So if you are a nurse and listening to our podcast, Shelby and I think that taking a certification is really, 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 really important so that you learn how to coach. Mm-hmm. Despite what you might hear from business coaches that make money in a disingenuous way, nurses do not know how to coach. There is nothing in nursing school that prepared us to coach. We didn't learn any concept of it in nursing school. It is a completely different skill set that I believe deserves your time and your money to learn, to master, to be a student of before you decide to sell it. It's just like the fundamental. Like, would you be a tire salesman if no one taught you how to make a tire? Right? Like, It's the basics. So we recommend the Nurse Coach Collective. There's INCA. If you're more into health coaching or other certifications like the Life Coach School, all that matters. I mean, becoming board certified is great. That is not required to get started. But we want you to learn how to perform the service that you're claiming to sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a really big confidence boost too. Yeah. We've worked with less than 3 that I can think of off the top of my head, a few nurses who haven't been through any kind of certification at all. And it's very clear very quickly that they're like, oh, you guys are speaking a whole different language that I just like don't even know. And again, I don't want to like make things black and white, good or bad, but like they have to do extra learning in the beginning to create the skill. Yeah. And I think that just going through certification is the easiest way to comprehensively solve that for people.
Yeah. Yep.
Totally. Certification. And then also after certification, most people are like, okay, how do I get my business legal? That is like the first pressing thing. Our business basics checklist is on our website under the new grad resource, and that will give you the checklist, but it's way less complicated than you think. You do not need a business plan. You do not need a PowerPoint presentation. You do not need like in-depth analytical financial projections. Like that is not what you need. You just need to file for an LLC in your state. And I would give more specific advice here, but it really does vary state to state. So just Google how to get an LLC in Texas and be careful of the scammy websites. Like make sure you're on a government website getting the actual information. LegalZoom does provide a pretty easy service to be able to like set it up for you, which is pretty great. But you need an LLC. You need to get your LLC so that you can open your business bank account. And then you need your business bank account so you can open up like a credit card processing account through Stripe or Square. All of those, you have to do it in that order. LLC, business bank account, then Stripe or Square so that you can accept payment. And then you have to have a way to send a contract. You can send a contract through like a client management system, or you can just like send it in an email on Google too. There's there's 100 ways to do that. So again, not overcomplicating it. A lot of our nurse coaches like to feel set up and official. So whether they use a client management software that can send it for them to where it's like built in, that does take more time. A lot of people at Assert have clients that want to sign. They have pro bonos that want to sign. Don't delay. Just send it in an email, print it off, send it in the mail. Like all of those things are still valid. They still work. Yeah. So business setup, contract, accept payment, done. You're ready to go.
Yep. You can also coach anyone, anywhere. This is another big question we have about only coaching people within your state. I'm not going to get into that. The how, you can ask in our Facebook group or message us. If you want more information, I can point you to a bunch of resources, but you can. So I want to say that. One of the first questions I get is, well, one of my, you know, my cousin's sister's in this state, but I don't have a compact license. It's totally okay. There's legal ways to do this, and we don't want that to hold you back.
Absolutely. So now your business, and really honestly, setting up your business from like LLC to being able to accept payment is like 4 weeks, depending on like the paperwork minutia of it all. But here's the deal. You can file for your LLC and then you can start connecting and inviting people, because working the client creation process takes about 2 to 4 weeks anyway, from when you first reach out to somebody or when they first interact on a post or when you do a thing in person, to be able to connect with someone and get a call scheduled and do the first call and do the second call. That process takes some time. Like it's not going to be overnight. So I don't recommend to wait. As soon as you file your paperwork, we can start moving along, which is great.
And spoiler alert, if you don't know what to charge or what your package should look like, try this. Have it be 3 months with 9 sessions. So 3 weeks on, 1 week off for $1,500. Prefer people to pay in full, but offer people to split it $750, $750 if they need to make it a little bit easier. Don't spend any more time worrying about that. Like it's so not important. That's just a really good starting point. Just try that first. We can talk more later on about offers and different types of coaching packages, but that's like the gold standard. That's what works for most of our clients. Most of our clients sign their first client at that offer and at that, that amount.
Totally. Absolutely. Also, just being like, how many people do I connect with every week? How many people am I inviting every week? I tracked this in my first year of business. So did Laura. And we both got to like the 500 person mark in our first year of business, of inviting or connecting and inviting. But in the more, it's kind of like how whenever you're like, well, I didn't make any money in coaching this month. And you're like, well, how many people did you propose to? And you say zero. Well, it's like the potential there is really small, right? Like the potential is zero. So if we can flip it to be like, okay, I invited 15 people this week and 2 people said yes. Hell yeah. That's great. Like that's so wonderful. I had a client recently that within 6 weeks, I think she reached out to 100, 130 folks. And she signed 4 clients in 6 weeks. So like this is 100% possible. In the beginning, we are playing a little bit of a numbers game, right? We're totally building from scratch for most of you and just getting integrated into your community, whether in person or online. And so we just have to like, this is a relationship built business. So like go be building relationships, go be connecting with people. If it's appropriate, then invite them. 500 is a big number, but break it down. It's about 15 people a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Our method, in case you don't know, is to first connect in person or online. Second, invite them into a free, powerful conversation. Powerful conversation number one. Serve them powerfully. Invite them into powerful conversation number two, if it's appropriate. After powerful conversation number two, we teach you how to propose and to overcome resistance. And that is our system. That is on rinse and repeat. That is exactly what all of our clients do to really sign their first 20 to 30 clients before we complicate it or do any kind of marketing plans or YouTube channels or podcasts or all that stuff is just not appropriate for year one. That's just not the first step. And it is a numbers game. There's nobody that we know that we've coached who made it a priority to coach as many people as possible that doesn't currently work as a full-time professional coach.
Yeah.
Our clients are going to be rolling their eyes and being like, it's more nuanced than that. And it's hard. Yes, it is so much more nuanced than what we're saying. But we're giving you like the view from 10,000 feet that if you invite 15 people a week, every week, rain or shine, mood or no mood, period or no period, like all of it, you'll have a professional nurse coach practice 100%.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. And this is where people like to think that they are special. And I'm hoping that that comes through with like, I don't want to be shaming anybody here. And I mean, I've been here too, to where I've talked myself out of it. I'm like, I don't have to. I have two paid clients and I don't have to do this. And that's true. I didn't have to. But when those two paid clients were wrapping up, I sure regretted not putting in the pre-work that it took to be ready to transition into other containers. So this is an easy opt-out place to where when things are hard or busy, and here's the deal, team, life within a year, it's going to be hard or busy. So just like if you need to take a week off the saddle and get off the horse and take a break, then do that. And then just know that like that horse is still right there. We still got to get back on it and keep after it.
I think I want to quickly speak to where the first big point of resistance is it's not so much connecting. I think a lot of you guys, that's not insane for you to do, to think about, to connect to other humans. But for some of you, it's a really big leap to invite. And for some of you, it's not a big leap to invite, right? So the from connect to invite. And I just want to give you an example of what it could look like to invite. You're talking to another human being. They're sharing something about themselves. It can be this simple. You know, I would love to coach you. I offer free coaching sessions in my practice because I'm building it through word of mouth and referral. Would you want to spend an hour with me in session?
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Some version, like three sentences.
Yeah.
They don't need to know that you're a board certified nurse coach. They don't need to know anything about you or what coaching is.
Yeah.
Because they'll find out what coaching is through experiencing it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. We have endless resources in the preceptorship of like different ways to phrase things that is helpful. And what I find for most nurse coaches, they're like, Shelby, I looked at that list and it still just didn't feel right to me. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because I wrote it. Like I wrote those things, and it's meant to inspire to where you can use your words, your language, but like short, concise. I had a coach once that was like no more than 9 words. I have never, ever gotten it to 9 words, but like, we don't need the origin story of you and your burnout and why all the things. If we're just trying to coach your butt off, that is simple enough, and it usually lands super well for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to add one more thing because I already know. I would give you one more thing here because this is where most of you are going to get stuck. When you're doing an invite, make it a closed end question. Do not leave it open ended. I'm going to give you two examples here. This is where so many people get lost in the sauce. Hey, so-and-so, I really liked your post about XYZ. I don't know if you know, but I'm a board certified nurse coach, and part of my practice is offering free coaching. Is that something that you might be interested in sometime? Okay. As opposed to, I'd love to coach you. Do you want a session with me? You see how it's yes or no, not full of words, and let people say yes or no or not respond. That's can be in person too. But the difference between a really soft, ethereal invite and a more direct leadership invite is huge.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we encourage this too is because so many people struggle with saying no. We don't, like, so many people, even myself and our coaches, like, we struggle with saying no. And so if people give me the, oh, let me think about it, I just let them have the out. Like, it's okay. I would encourage you to own your no here. The no is so powerful. It's not going to hurt my feelings, right? It's, we're kind of doing our due diligence of, like, honoring the nudge of offering somebody a session. And if that's not meant to be, then the door is open and we get to move on to the next person and offer them a session. So it's, inviting them into a yes or no is, like, I think just the kindest thing for both of you, even if it's a no. And the goal isn't always to get the yes. I think that we get stuck on that too sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what being unattached means.
Yes.
I'm internally rolling my eyes. I needed to hear that for myself today.
All right.
Okay.
So we talked about business basics checklist. Your business is now open if you follow that. We talked about inviting 15 people a week into a powerful conversation, number one, and getting to know our successful nurse coach method. And what else is really, really important in getting started?
Yeah, I see people get stuck in the tech side of things. And we, in the beginning, you want the tech side of things to make you feel professional. That's why I spent $2,000 on a website when I had no idea who I wanted to be coaching. And then I grew out of that website within like 3 months of actually coaching people.
Yeah.
But the website made me feel really good. It made me feel important and feel official. It made me feel all these things. And that's not inherently like wrong, but it was an expensive way to spend money on a website that I never used, and it never created any clients for me. So we encourage software, but we encourage the right software. So, and y'all, if you can just please hang in there and don't do a DIY website. Like, maybe for the first, like, at least the first 10 paid clients. And then you'll get to your first 10 paid clients and be like, oh, I finally realized why we don't need a website. And then once you hit like 30, 40, 50 paid clients, then maybe a website is actually necessary, right? Like, your website can become a resource. It's intellectual property. You can have different things on there. It's kind of like a landing page for your whole ecosphere. But for the first 10, you definitely do not need a DIY website. So I'd encourage you to just abstain from the rabbit hole, because you don't, this is a bold claim, but you likely don't know enough about who you want to coach or yourself as a coach to put it into written word and put it on a website yet. However, I do want to acknowledge that, like, having a landing page can be helpful. So when you're talking to people about it and they're like, oh, well, how do I schedule? Or, oh, how do I, whatever, having like a link to send people or to send offices or other professionals that you're connecting with can be helpful, especially if it has like your booking link on it to schedule like a free call with you. So we personally really love Cohere because they have landing pages built in that are real. Like, you can create a landing page, no joke, in less than 15 minutes to where your availability is there, specially curated for your offer. It's really nice. And you can make it really pretty. Like, it's very aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't look like a dinosaur made it, which is what I feel like my website looked like when I tried to build it from scratch. Like, I obviously didn't know what I was doing. And this just kind of takes the guesswork out of it. And it's clean. It's professional. You can upload all your brand colors and it's all the things that you want it to be. And I know that also other platforms have similar-ish landing pages as well. Like, there's many options to be able to solve this problem. Cohere, my opinion, is just the prettiest. That's why I like it the best. I'm trying to think of when we got serious about our website, Laura, like kind of last year, but mostly this year, to where we like actually invested into our website. That was a really pretty penny investment. Our website is now really, really pretty. But for the first, 3 years that we were in business together, it was a website that I had made. And it just functioned. It just functioned as a place to hold information. But even now, we don't use our website to create clients.
Right.
We use our community. I thought that
once you published a website, that all of a sudden, like, people would just start messaging you. But there's thousands and millions and bazillions of websites. This is really just a digital business card. And so unless you're telling people to go to your website, nobody will. Unless you're paying people to promote your website, you're the only one that can promote your website. So it won't, like, I've heard this term, well, I want to wait till I start my practice till everything goes live. And it's like, whether you have a website or not, nobody, once you publish it, it feels big to you, the coach, because it's like kind of a really cool moment. Nobody else in the world will know, like, unless you tell them that you went live. There's no notification center in your town that tells everybody, oh my gosh, there's a new nurse coach in town. Her website's up. We should check it out. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So
can I make a really funny joke and possibly be offensive with it on this?
Why not?
We're here. It's kind of like losing your virginity whenever you post your website, right?
Yeah.
You lose your virginity. At least for me in my world, in the evangelical Christian world, it's like pumped up to be all this thing. And then it happens and you're like, that was it? That's it? Like, there's no trumpets. There's no like someone like being like, great job. That was great. Very similar to where like you put all this energy into this website and you hit live and then nobody, not that nobody cares, because that's not true, but nobody sees it. So they can't care what they don't know. Right. And so I think that like whenever you do launch a website or a landing page, they make really good social media posts for sure.
Like, yes.
It totally does. But like in the beginning, first 10 paid clients, you likely know your first 10 paid clients.
Yes.
Or they're like 2 degrees of separation from you. Really, really close by. Okay. And probably the last point here that we're most passionate about is hiring the right support early on, and to not skimp out here, because without the right support, it comes at like an actual financial cost, the more time that you burn.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling Shelby a funny story about this. I'm 45 and doing CrossFit. So I have tendonitis in my Achilles heels from trying to jump rope too much one day. And I'm like 5 weeks in, limping around. It's not getting better. If you guys know what that is, the only way to really not use your Achilles tendon is to not walk. And it's both of them. So I can't put one boot on. So I was looking at braces finally, and there's $39 braces on Amazon that look good. They had like 4.5 stars. I was like, it's okay, work. And then there's this other recommended website that has these braces that are like $129 or $140 for each foot. And I was sitting in my family room and I was telling my mother-in-law, and I was telling her, I'm going to buy the Amazon ones. They look great. She's like, Laura, like, you can't even walk. Do you really want to like buy the cheap ones, have them not work, and then have to order the expensive ones, wait for the ship time, and then have to wear them? Like, you've been doing this forever. You've been limping forever. And it was like, I just wanted to kick myself, because this is what we talk about with hiring support.
Like, this is like literal physical support.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, if you know for sure you don't want to walk with a limp, Laura, don't you want to like get the best chance of that being your reality? Or do you want to dick around with like something cheaper or something DIY? And so there's a little bit of humor there, but we want you to have the right support, like the right tool for the job. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what that is, it's not always mentorship. It's not always us. We refer out all the time, but sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so important to have someone you trust that does know to walk you through these early stages. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. It's, we hear a lot. Again, I'll reiterate that, like, Laura and I are not the coach for everybody. We know this. It is okay. We have made peace with that, as much as I would love to be the coach for everybody. However, we have had a lot of people fall into our circle lately that we've connected with who have like hired also the not right fit, and then feel so defeated. Like, so like now we're in like a deficit of momentum. And I just feel that in my heart, like it's heavy to know about, because, they got either bad information or they didn't have a great coaching experience or X, Y, whatever the reason is. And I know that
our recommendations and our integrity is like our most precious resource within our business. Yeah. So if it's not us, I will be sure to tell you, right? Because your success matters more than like how many groups we run.
Yes.
And I mean that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting because I'm so quick to advocate. I had an application call today and she's like, well, which program do you think I need? And I'm like, oh, mentorship, like 100%. She's like, well, how do you know that? And I'm like, well, you want to have a successful nurse coaching practice, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I know that's the best tool for the job. Like I don't have to think about anything else. Like there's nothing else out there that I found that is better. And it's not me. That's not even me selling. Like I could be talking about that. Like I wasn't even part of the company. That's how I feel about the mentorship. Yes, we want you to feel supported in all the uncertainty of opening your business. And we want you to learn from all the mistakes and money that we've invested so that you don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lots of it. All right, team. So this is how you get started. These four steps. Let's acknowledge that the mental gymnastics is like significant in the beginning. So again, point to number four of hiring the right support to have someone to help you navigate all that. Don't reinvent the wheel. Remember, you are not special and we still love you very much. And you're a beginner. Let yourself be a beginner. Give yourself runway and time and all of the things. And be coaching. Be coaching like every week if you can. Yeah. That is the highest return of investment on your time is to be coaching every single week. So go check out our website, thesuccessfulnursecoaches.com. Check out the resources page. If you will email you the new grad resource, all of this is like put in a little cute PDF for you that'll be emailed to you. And if you have any questions, if you are in a weird state or have a very specific question, go ahead and pop it in the Facebook group because we have people all over the nation that can likely, I can't answer questions about Illinois, but someone in Illinois can answer your question. So come hang out. The Successful Nurse Coaches Facebook group. And thanks for being here with us today.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye.